wasn't these boys, it must have been one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pointing to a tree, which is a good distance off. You say it's
over there, over yonder.
Don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. If somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what would you say to make him repeat?
Hmm? What'd you say? Pardon?
Okay.
What's that?
Okay.
What's that?
Okay.
Say what?
all that, would you really use?
Could, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
A man who's poor.
Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of peach trees, you have an
orchard.
And somebody asks if it's yours, you say, no, I'm just a neighbor. You point to another man and you say, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
Yes. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
whose father was rich.
Thank you. Inside of a cherry, the part you don't eat.
I guess I'd call that the pit.
And inside a peach?
Seed.
Anything inside the seed?
Not that I know of.
Kind of peach where the flesh is tight against the stone?
No, I don't know.
Or where it breaks away?
I have no idea.
Okay. Have you seen both kinds?
Probably have, didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I really never made the distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Peach is a peach is a peach.
All right. What's the part of the apple that you throw away?
Core.
And when you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making?
You got some dried fruit.
But
I haven't heard of snits.
No, somehow I didn't think that you had snits. The kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast.
Yeah, peanuts.
Oh,
I've heard them called goobers, but that's not used too much where I'm from. Mostly just peanuts.
Mm-hmm. What sort of people would you associate goobers with, using goobers?
Oh, I don't know.
Country people?
Old-fashioned people, yeah, maybe country people.
Then some of the most popular kind of nuts, you might say English.
Yeah, walnuts. So.
And the hard covering of the walnut is?
I call that the shell.
Do you know a name for the soft green outer cover?
I'd call it the hull.
Okay, and then to get back to the nuts, the kind that you make pies out of often in the South?
Mm-hmm, pecans.
Mm-hmm, the kind that's in Hershey bars?
Almond.
The fruit that's about as big as an apple that they grow in Florida, which you can drink the juice of.
Mm-hmm. Oranges.
Okay, and then there was a bowl of them, and you went to get one, and there weren't any left. You might say
they're all gone.
Little peppery red vegetables that you cut up and put in salads.
Mm-hmm. Radishes.
Mm-hmm. And the red, round, mushy things that grow on plants in the garden.
Tomatoes.
And little ones.
Hmm. If I were pressed, I'd probably call them salad tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else, so.
All right. And along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Do you know different types of potatoes?
Irish potato, sweet potato.
What's the difference?
Sweet potato's colored, it's kind of orange to me. Irish potato white inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yams. I really never thought of them being the same thing as a sweet potato. It's more of a, to me, more of a prepared thing, like
mm-hmm.
candied yams.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the thing with the strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes?
Onions.
And then the little fresh ones that you eat?
I don't know if I had a term for those or not.
Mm-hmm.
I might have called them green onions.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just onions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
And then the kind of vegetable that's slimy if you boil it?
Mm-hmm. Okra.
Mm-hmm. And if you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and
shrivel.